We're doing the laws of Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Perek Kuf Bet al Chadalet. And he quotes that our custom is that when we open the Aron HaKodesh, so we say the 13 attributes, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rechum Mechanun, we say it on Rosh Hashanah, just like we say every Yom Tov. The only thing is, he brings here that there's, I guess, a Sephardi minhag, to say Lo'olam Hashem Devarcha Nitzav Bashamayim 12 times. I don't know. I don't think us Ashkenazim do that. The reading of the Torah, so we read Vashem Pakad Et Tzara, because on Rosh Hashanah Hashem decreed that Tzara would have Yitzchak. We also read about Hanan Haftarah, because that's when Hashem decreed that Hanan would have Shmuel. There is a custom that we give an Aliyah to the person who is going to daven Musaf, and the person who blows the shofar, he also gets an aliyah. There is such a custom. Usually, that's only if he does it for free, but we do it even if he doesn't do it for free. Most Balei Tkiah do it for free nowadays, as far as I know. If a person can get an aliyah during these days, so it's a good thing. That's why people spend a lot of money to try and purchase this mitzvah, to get an aliyah during these days. Very often, the bid goes very high. And sometimes a mitzvah is more cherished by us when we spend a lot of money on it. So, okay, every person according to what he could afford, obviously, and not to get into fights. Even if he means to do it in the memory of his parents, still, sometimes the biggest thing you could do for your parents is being quiet. That's what he brings. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they usually sell at least, takes a long time. It helps fund the shul, so even though technically we wouldn't want to do that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but we don't have so much of another option. That's when people are willing to bid. We don't add aliyot on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the custom is that after the reading of the Torah, they do fundraising for different organizations, and being that this is the Day of Judgment, so it's good that a person should donate. Obviously, we don't bring money to shul, but we do pledge. So a person says, I'll donate this much, I'll donate that much. And it's always, if a person can, it's always better that a person's tzedakah goes to people who are not only in need, but also who learn Torah and teach Torah. And then that's a very good segula, that a person should be written and sealed for a good year, for peace. Is that a question? Yeah, and here you're doing the mitzvah of tzedakah and chesed and Torah. Yeah.